This aircraft could help beat city traffic and ease commuting. If all goes to plan, starting 2022, fleets of these electric-powered machines will save 80% of commuting time. Using this service will be as easy as booking a taxi through a smartphone application. The concept has been developed by a French startup, Hover Taxi. Jean David of Hover Taxi explains.
This aircraft is neither helicopter, neither drone. It's something new. We will try to develop a network of urban connections by putting our stations on building rooftops, railway station, airports, and try to connect different hubs in the city. For the moment, we have a 30 minutes endurance that allows us a 5 to 20 minutes duration flight. This is basically for short connections between interesting points in the city.
Hover Taxi was one of the many exciting urban mobility solutions that were on display at a recently held technology exhibition in Paris. French startup Pragma Industries attracted plenty of attention for presenting a new avatar of the humble bicycle. The Biarritz-based company has developed a hydrogen-powered bicycle that takes just a minute to recharge and has an autonomy of 150 kilometers. Guillaume Lebert of Pragma Industries explains why they used hydrogen and not conventional batteries.
The goal of developing this vehicle is to implement solutions which are totally carbon-free and do not depend on the grid to power these light mobility solutions. The batteries actually are not carbon-friendly because using lithium is very energy consuming. The second thing is that hydrogen uses platinum, and the technology allows us to ensure long-lasting solutions. The life shelf of a fuel cell is nearly 10 years, and it's 100% recyclable. And the last thing is that we are totally grid-free solutions, so we can implement these bicycles even in places where access to energy and electricity is not widespread.
It's not just the startups that are experimenting with novel mobility approaches. The French auto giant Renault too introduced a concept aimed at last-mile services for both passengers and goods. Renault EasyPod is a 3-square-meter self-driven electric vehicle. Frédéric Ozas of Renault elaborates.
Renault EasyPod is a new concept car for first and last-mile services. So EasyPod is an electric autonomous mobility supplement. The idea is to propose this new exploration, for example, in a closed area like a shopping center, airport. You can also have some urban setting application in a district, for example, to be at the nearest point of your final destination.
With electric vehicles playing a crucial role in the transformation of urban mobility, faster battery charging solutions are becoming more and more important. EVBox is a Dutch startup that has developed chargers that can reduce the charging time to about one-third of the current average. Suleiman Sisse of EVBox explains.
This is the HPC, a high-power charger, and with the capacity of a power between 175 kilowatts. With this, we can charge between 10 to 15 minutes, knowing that at this moment in the market there are not a lot of cars that can handle 175 kilowatt. With the decrease of the price of the lithium, we're going to have, I guess, more batteries, smaller, but with more power. Even though at this moment there are just two, I think in 1 to 2 years they're going to be like at least 10 cars that can like charge at 175 kilowatt.
Solutions such as these will ensure that the transport of the future not only becomes more efficient, but also more environmentally friendly. Dhananjay Khadilkar, RFI, Paris.